late.
Okay, we'll get going.
That sounds great. Thank you, John.
Okay, we want to call this meeting to order, budget meeting for the, what is the 15th? Let's go around the room real quick. John, you want to introduce yourself just real quick?
Yeah, I'm John Nixon. I'm a public member, live in Bountiful.
All right, Sean.
Sean McGrady, commission office.
Jason Lund, Carver Flocken James.
Neil Gaddis, county attorney's office.
Maureen Kamalu, commissioner.
Bob Stevenson, commission.
Randy Lee, commission.
Okay, we appreciate that. We, just a quick thing, our next meeting will be June 6th, 2022. We want to excuse Tracy. He's unavailable today. We do need to approve the minutes from our January 10th meeting, if I can get a motion on that.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as written from January 10th, 2022. All in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Our 2022 financial risk assessment schedule, we'll talk about that. I think we'll get through here. Not a lot to say on that. So what we need to do right now is go into a closed session. If I could get a message, motion.
Yeah, for reasons permitted under Utah Code annotated 52-4-205, I move a closed session.
Second.
Move seconded that we go into a closed meeting from our open meeting for reasons permitted under UCA 52-4-205. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. That is unanimous. I would imagine the door's closed. So yeah, we'll go from there. So
you
ready
to
switch over,
Sean?
She has
to do the tape, yeah.
Okay, let's go around the room real quick again. John, just introduce yourself real quick.
John Nixon, public member.
Thank you.
Sean. So, you're go to the airport, don't worry about it.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, we're going to be through.
Are you almost done?
Yeah, that was almost on our agenda. Thanks.
And I forgot about 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
No, we're good.
No, go do it. We're gonna close down here in like 2 seconds.
We're gonna hang up on you, John.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna kick you off.
John, I feel like I could tease you because you also tease, and thank you for being someone that has fun with our group.
I'm just trying. This whole thing came up, and I'm just kind of scrambling. But
yeah.
But thank you.
Don't forget your mask at the airport. They haven't changed their attitude yet.
Oh, crap. That, thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, your flags are awesome too.
All right. See you guys.
See you. Thank you.
One thing that I was going to ask, I was at my caucus meeting and somebody was running for a county delegate saying something about the clerk auditor position being split up or something.
Yeah.
Is that, I missed something?
Yeah, this is really big. It used to be two separate people. It's allowed by state law and actually probably best to be that way. But in 1989, this county put them together. And so even with all the growth of this county and how intense elections is and all the clerk responsibility and how intense the finance side is and the audit side is, you know, Curtis has been with the county for quite a while, even before he was elected. He was the deputy of all that, or the deputy finance. And so he's just kind of done it as we've grown up. And it's way too much, way, way, way too much. And so Salt Lake County split it some years ago. And Utah County split it just barely in the fall or after elections were finished. And we had until February 1st, and we split it in January to become effective with the new term, right? And so, there were laws and processes surrounding all of that, and we followed all of it. And it's like a no-brainer decision for three commissioners. So.
Yeah, so where did the PFO function go?
It's going to be on finance. They even want to change the law in the future because it's very misunderstood, the audit side. It's really the CFO is that position. And so why it doesn't say finance as opposed to auditor, there might be a better clarification. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah, I haven't understood why the CFO would work with the commission.
They don't work with commission.
Huh?
CFO does not work with commission. It's that's his audit role is really a finance role. And so he is the CFO.
So I understand that. Again, I'm not trying to take anything away from him, but I've never understood why you guys don't have a CFO underneath you.
Well, John, I think I can maybe answer that. The state statute says under our form of government, which is the three commissioner, that the auditor basically, auditor position basically is one who's responsible for putting the budget together. We approve the budget, we control the monies in the budget as far as it goes, but it's the auditor's responsibility to do it. Now, if we could, and this was something that took place in Uinta County, is that they went out and hired a financial advisor, financial director, whatever you want to call it, who helped communicate with the commissioners what was going on and how things were taking place, yet their auditor out there, clerk auditor, still was the one who prepared the budget. And that actually led to some legislation that they were all trying to put together to clarify that. If you take Salt Lake County, where they have a mayor form of government with a council, actually the mayor's office is the one who's in charge of the budget there. It's not their auditor who does it. It's out of the mayor's office, who would have a financial officer to help. So
there's a separation of duties. If it were part of the executive, there would be a conflict.
As long as we keep it out of the attorney's hands, we feel good.
Oh, you're muted.
So Curtis is running for what? The auditor position?
Yes.
Okay.
So John, are you a delegate?
Bankruptcy, but I'll try to keep better in tune with Davis County Paul.
Hey John, are you a delegate then?
What's that?
Are you a county delegate?
No, I'm not. I'm not a county delegate. I just have too much going on. My daughter, who's 18, is a state delegate, but no, we're not county delegates.
All right.
Okay, we were going to keep you on the line longer, but hang you up.
We don't need you now, John.
Catch your flight.
We'll see. Thanks, John. Appreciate your help.
Conflict, being on the audit committee, being a delegate.
Yeah, in 2018, I told my precinct I could not be a delegate because I was running for office. Then I found out all the other electeds
were
running.
Yeah, we all got became delegates. We were running.
Yeah.
I got to vote for myself.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I was on Bourbon Street. Thanks, I appreciate it. Okay, is there anything else that we need to bring up at all?
No. Let's see, was there something that Sean had on the agenda?
The only thing was as far as our financial risk assessment schedule, and I think that schedule's out there and all.
I was just going to let you know that the last meeting I sent it out to the attorney's office and to the justice court and facilities. So far we've received back the facilities. And I have since sent it out to the health department.
Okay. Which ones again, Shana?
Well, last meeting, facilities, attorneys, and justice court.
Okay. But you have it back.
Since then, I have sent out the health department. We've received back facilities, okay. And that has been forwarded to Blake.
So my suggestion is before we finish is that we do need to, I think, get the findings to both Curtis and both to Mark as far as it goes. And I think a letter is probably appropriate so they have it, but I do think it's one of those things where we need to sit down and again, I basically go over this stuff and talk to them about it. I'll ask you guys a suggestion. Would we want to do that separately or have them both together? And I've talked to both of them, and you know what, Curtis is told me, he goes, you know what, whatever Jason comes back with, I'm fine with. I accept what's there. And it sounds like Jason's probably gave Curtis some pretty good advice, and Curtis has to me seemed to be a lot more mellow about this. Mark, on the other hand, I think has been trying to do everything he can. I would like to, and again, as I use I, as we all of us, I would like to talk to Curtis and find out, okay, on this stack of stuff that I believe goes clear back to 1999 or something like that,
is this open session?
No, we're finally open. Yeah, we're open. Okay. Is to be able to go back and talk to Curtis and find out, okay, what are the financial ways that this can be taken care of? is there something the commission can do? And I thought he told me there was, or is it something that we have to have Mark go back through to find out where it's at as far as it goes? I'm talking to Mark Langston. I don't know if this was just basically because how the program was, and you know, do we make too big a deal of it by making it go back? And I don't know. So that's the question. Maybe we can, you know, maybe at the end of the meeting or something, we can ask.
Well, I met with both of them, and from what I understand from that meeting, this was back in summer-ish 2021, that it's exactly how Jason described that. IT doesn't have a path forward until they take those 3, 4, or 5 days, and they can do that, I think, if the treasurer has signed off, that they can really go in depth, and it's the back door of the program to make those fixes, but someone has signed off that those fixes
are okay. Yeah, that's the part that comes back to us.
Well, I think that it really is the question, according to Jason and what I learned, that it's the treasurer. Like, we had nothing really to do with it. It has to do with the treasurer, that elected person, and the department that wrote the software and that has been running the software. So there's really not anyone else that it seems like they should sign up.
And that may be correct. I just think we need to ask the client out for sure what the options are on that. So.
Are you as chair gonna sit? Do you want me as liaison?
Oh, I think that we
all three of us.
Oh, absolutely.
Sit?
Okay. Yeah,
I'm fine with that too.
So let me, if you're okay, I'll talk to both of them.
Okay.
And let's just see if we can come up with a time we can sit down and go through this. I mean, with this, if we're going over something like this, does it need to be a published meeting? Does it need to be, or is it because it's administrative? This is more an administrative thing than it is a legislative thing.
I think it's probably more than an administrative thing when we're actually responding to that audit. So I think we just schedule it.
So we're just going to a closed door. Okay, we can do that. So,
and I think maybe it doesn't need to involve the citizens. They've put in a lot of time over this, right? So
okay, let's adjourn the meeting.
Yes, adjourn. Meeting.
Okay, meeting's adjourned. Appreciate everybody on it. And I will tell both of you guys, you know, from as we functioned in Layton, we never.